Welcome to Candidly 30.
No, we're not 30, but we're in our 30s, working through life.
Every week, we're discussing our favorites, our gratitudes, our grievances, and all the crazy in between.
Grab your favorite drink, get comfortable, because we're getting candid.
Welcome!
Hello!
Hello, hello,
everybody!
Welcome to Candidly 30.
Oh my god, we didn't even talk about it!
I know, I was just thinking that. Let's get into it. Tell the listener.
Speaking of, that was Backstreet Boys, but did everybody see that there was an NSYNC reunion? Like, what?
What? I know.
Crazy. I literally, I was telling Kayfler, I got like teary-eyed. I don't know why. Like, it literally like got my heart palpitating a little bit because like Justin, like, okay, low-key, like a little bit of shade, but like we don't love Justin right now, but it's fine. He was like singing the Gone song, which I love the Gone song. It's just like, Gone.
Kelly, sing it again.
Anyways, and then all of a sudden he like walks like to the center of the stage and like the curtain like rises and the four of them are just like standing back there and oh my god, I was just like and the crowd goes wild.
Flipped out. Everybody. Yeah. Oh, but we're still Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, that's Backstreet Boys. So we're not gonna do that. But anyways, I mean, through I'm a Backstreet Boys girly. I'm not an NSYNC girly, but just like the fact, I mean, we all knew Backstreet Boys already got back together. They like went on tour and everything. So like we love that for them, but like NSYNC definitely hasn't. And just like they're like doing spoilers that they were going to this year, come back in 2024. And like the fact that they did is just so fun. But like what was Justin wearing? Like low-key, he was wearing like a huge suit. Like it was so oversized. Yeah. Like what is happening?
That is a thing though. Like now everybody has like overly exaggerated silhouettes and stuff, but like it's so stupid. It's not my favorite. Mm-hmm. Anything is better on Justin than his stupid Top Ramen hair that he had back in the 90s and the 2000s. Do you remember that shit? That was crazy. That was terrible.
Yeah. Wait, okay, but I think I already talked about this, but I still think this is the funniest TikTok ever when it was like a trend that was going around TikTok for a while and it was like, what is one thing or phrase that like you wish that you like had done differently or whatever? And it was like, pronounce the word me. Because everyone always is like, like, oh, it's so funny. And like, he low-key like killed that trend because like that was hilarious. Like, that's so, so funny.
That's so funny.
Anyways, this is Kelly, everybody.
Oh, yeah, this is Kayfler. Wow.
Yeah, we forgot the introduction part of it. Sorry, we went straight into NSYNC.
But... that's what people love about us, though. We just like get into it. You know, there's no dicking around here.
Yeah,
that's literally.
Yeah. No big deal.
Anyway.
Any hoosers, Kayfler is making it real awkward off the bat. No big deal. Hey guys, guess what? No big deal, but we are sitting pretty at episode 50. Like
what?
I mean, what can we say? What can we say? I mean,
honestly, these are some of the funnest moments of my last like really terrible year. So thanks to everybody for just like being with me on this journey. It's just so wonderful.
Thanks for spending it with us, guys. I mean, we have some fun things planned. Like obviously we have some pre-scheduled things for the next few weeks while we are MIA. We are out of the country. Out of the office, baby. But
we're moving. We're grooving. We got things going on.
We got lots of stuff. So, but anyways, we'll be back in action with a
season 2. Oh shit. Season 2.
Anyway, so Spoiler alert.
We're going to be back in May.
It's going to be May. Anyways, it's actually going to be
like
April.
Perfect lead in.
No, well, whatever. But it's fine. It's fine.
It'll be close to me. To May.
You know us. You love us as the people who never get it right, but it's fine. No big deal.
It's fine.
Okay. What's going on, Cave? What's happening? Give us the deets.
Oh, man.
Tell us about the move. Speaking of.
Okay. Just moving and grooving. I have been getting a ton of mileage in because I've been driving to and from Portland. Almost there. I'd say about 50% of the way. The only thing is I don't have any furniture. So my furniture is getting moved later in the month. So I've been doing a lot of like, sitting on the ground, sitting on my stairs, not, you know, sleep. I'm going to start sleeping on an air mattress because I have to be down there because I've officially start my new job.
boom, 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 boom. Okay,
the year. Everybody. So glad. So, so happy that my journey of unemployment has landed me in a position that I am like absolutely grateful and appreciative for. I can totally crush it. I feel, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure you feel this way. Everybody feels like imposter syndrome, but like, this is the first job that I feel like I'm stepping in with all of my knowledge, all of the qualifications, everything that I know I can do and do well. And then there's like a clear path for what the next stage of professional development is. And I really do attribute that to like you and I talking about what we want to do for professional development in our intention setting episode that we did a few weeks ago.
Aww, so yeah,
just feel incredibly grateful, happy, excited, also nervous because I haven't been going into an office for a really long time, basically since before COVID. And it's kind of a new vibe now. I don't know. I just, I'm a little nervous, not really sure what to expect, but I'm so excited. I'm going to go shopping for like a whole new like business, big girl kind of setup wardrobe.
Fun.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. So that's going to happen later in the week. But yeah, I'm just excited. New job.
Congratulations.
New house, new state, new people, new vibes, all kinds of stuff just shaking my life up. And I could not be more excited.
Yeah, 2024, you manifested it, you know? Here we are.
Yay!
You did it. Here we Congrats. Are.
I mean, yeah, let's all attribute me to manifesting 2024, but you're welcome, everybody.
I mean, it is the even year. You said it. You called it. Here we are. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. I love that.
Yeah.
What's going on with you? Give us an update.
Nothing too exciting. Leaving for Ireland. Actually, TBD. I think when this episode comes out, I will be in Ireland. So look out for my Instagram stories or whatever you want to call it. I'm going to try and do posts because people ask me to do posts, but I'm better at doing stories. So I'm going to, anyway, we'll see. But yeah, I'm very excited about that. I definitely have vacation brain, so that's tough, but all is good over here. The weather is beautiful. I was getting pretty low on the serotonin there for a minute when snowing every day. But so happy now. Just a little bit of sunshine. It's crazy what it does to my mood. So, you know, I'm a sunshine girl, California girl through and through. So anyways, yeah, it's like really funny because I'm like, do I want to buy a house here? Like, I know I complained about not being able to buy a house here, but then I'm like, do I need to buy a house in Oregon? Like, I don't know. Anyway, but just the fact that I'm not able to is the real issue. You know what I mean? Not the fact that I like am questioning if I should, but anyways, yeah, that's the real problem. But anyways, yeah, just like the good weather, the good vibes, lots of good celebrations for friends' birthdays. It was very fun. And it was just like really lovely to celebrate the ladies. So I'm just, yay! I just love them both so much. And yeah, I don't know, just, you know, trying to pack, you know, same moving. I don't know. I feel like we've been talking about moving for so long now that
I know
it's
ready
just,
for it to be over.
Yeah. Broken record at this point. But yeah, nothing too exciting on from me. Just, happy to be here, yo.
Aww.
Just happy to be here. But
so, so happy that like the sun is actually out for like 2-ish hours past when it would normally be. Mm-hmm. So like I went on a walk yesterday and it was like 7 o'clock and it was still sunny. It was so wonderful. Oh, can't wait. I can't wait for work weekend. I can't wait for strawberry for summer. Oh man, I'm excited.
Yeah, birthday.
It's here. Oh my God. Birthday shenanigans.
I sent out my birthday email a little while ago. And so, yeah, just like getting ready for that. And I'm very excited and just like fun when people are also excited for it.
And it's like the first camping trip, basically, that's going to kick off, at least for me, in not only when I live in Oregon, but it's like of the summer of my first year. Yeah. It's going to be incredible. I am just so jazzed.
That's so true. Yep. I'm very excited. Yay. And it will be good because, just everyone gets to like see each other for the first time this summer. And it'll be like friend groups colliding also because it'll be like the boating group and the bend group and my friends from like, you know, all walks, different walks of life, like Yosemite friends and college friends. And yeah, it's going to be so fun. So
I love it. Wait, so did you also invite Kathleen and Caroline?
Yes. Yep. And I'm pretty sure that they can come. It's TBD on if they had plans on like a road trip. So TBD on if they're still doing their road trip. But
okay.
Yeah,
oh, I hope so.
I know. That'll be very fun. I know. So yay! Yeah, it'll be a good group regardless.
And our tried and true Samantha weather. Stax is coming as well.
Yes, Samantha Stax has her plane ticket, so she will be here. And yeah, she can't escape.
Yay!
So, you know, she's just going to have to roll with
this
the
really
punches.
Is totally worlds colliding then. This is so exciting.
I know. All my best season one plays. It's going to be so fun. So, yeah, definitely. And I can't wait for you guys just, like, meet all the other Bend people that you haven't, like, met yet. Because I feel like majority of, like, all my Bend people will be there. Because, like, I feel like you guys have met, like, different Bend people in, like, different situations. But, like, not all of them in one space. So, yeah.
Right.
It'll be so fun.
Oh, mm-hmm. my God. I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Yeah. But anyways, do you want to tell everybody what we're going to do today or talk about today?
Yes. Okay. So, this is an exciting day. We have picked okay, I'm just going to say it. Like, did you read the 17, like the Vogue teen magazines, or like, did you do Mary Claire or whatever? Did you read magazines in like high school?
Basically? Oh my gosh.
Like Cosmopolitan.
For sure. Yeah.
We all had that, right?
Do you think they still do that? Do you think teenagers still read magazines? They probably
absolutely
don't.
Absolutely not. They don't. It's not
oh
a thing
gosh,
anymore.
Sad.
Like, I know. Because they're all on TikTok, right? Like they're not like sitting true. Around and just reading a magazine.
We used to play those like fun little quizzes and
that's
like,
what I'm talking about. Totally. Like your astrology quizzes or like your friend quiz or like your relationship quiz in Cosmo and stuff like that. I loved those. I was so into that.
Oh and, my like, God. I forgot about that. That is so funny. Good point.
Do you remember playing MASH like as a kid too? Yeah, I loved that game. That was so
for
fun.
Sure.
Okay. So I decided to like, blast from the past. Let's like look at some friend questions from 17. I think this article came out in 2023. So I guess they're still doing them, but maybe they just like do them for online only. I don't
virtual.
Know.
Yeah.
Kelly and I picked out several questions a piece. So yeah, we're just going to like get into it and have some silly fun answering some interesting questions. Do you want to kick it off first or do you want me to kick it off?
I love this one. Okay, the first one I'm going to ask. We kind of chose, like, silly ones. There was, like, some pretty deep ones, and we're like, we're not, like, in the mood for that right now, so.
We don't need to divulge, like, super personal information about my greatest regret in life at this point.
Yeah.
I know we're getting close to season two, but maybe we'll give it a couple more episodes before I divulge that information.
Yeah, also, yeah, we just need a little bit more brain power for that, and I'm not, yeah, I told you, vacation brain, like, no way. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, I'm going to go. The first one I'm going to say is, if money was no object, what would you buy? What would you do?
Honestly, okay, man, this is going to make me sound like such a white girl. My mom had a 1967 Mustang. I think it was in 1968 or 9. She had it for 2 years in high school and then she had to sell it because her dad thing, I don't know. She had to get rid of it. And she's never been able to have like her dream car again. So in my entire life, I think my dad's gotten me 3 or 4 model Mustangs and like the little ones for Christmas, you know, when I was like 12 or 13. But yeah, if money was no object, because then I could like, you know, do the upkeep and totally customize it and like make sure that the, you know, it was taken care of because it's a really expensive car. But yeah, I would get a car and that would make me happy. That would make me happy on like a weird, personal, deep-seated happiness, like kind of living my mom's best life. Sorry, mom.
Cool. No, that's not a white girl answer at all. I was going to say, I thought you were going to say like a bag or something, a purse or something. And I was like, okay, interesting. I was going to say, I feel like I would choose like a villa in like Italy or something like that. Like, I don't have a specific place in mind cause I haven't like done my due diligence and like research, but I'd also like, I'm wondering if it has to be like one object or if it can be like multiple objects. Cause I would need the plane to like get there also. Cause plane tickets,
like the lifestyle.
Yeah, I guess. Cause like the plane tickets are kind of like, it would probably have to be like multiple planes to like get to that tiny villa, you know? So I'd want just like the plane to get straight there. So if that were the thing, I would just choose that thing. I would probably just choose the plane. Gotcha. But I just want like a vacation home in general, mm-hmm. where it's like very warm, where I could go whenever I want. You know what I mean? So if that's my only option, I'll just choose like a vacation home where it's very warm, where I just can like lay out in the sun and it's warm 365. You know what I mean?
Fabulous. So. I'll move in with you. Like when we go on vacation and we can leave my like Shelby Mustang there as like the car, you know?
Oh my God. No, you're supposed to give it to your mom.
I mean, this is our fantasy. Money's no object. My mom can come and drive if she wants. True. But like it's my car and it's your vacation home together, you know?
True. Perfect. True, true, true. Nice.
Because like, you know how people always say like, if you like in grade school or whatever, like, oh, we're going to live next to one another and blah, blah, blah. Like that's my dream, is to live in like a cul-de-sac with all of the people that I love.
I know.
You know, that would be great. And then if we could make that happen with the vacation and the car that I want to drive, like money's no object. That's my answer.
Wait, low-key, two things on that. First of all, I heard that that's like the new thing with like all about how.
I heard this too. Like people are doing this. They're like buying houses next to one another.
They're buying like a big piece of land and then just like building a bunch of houses on it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like putting all their friends on it, because that's the only way to like afford to build or buy a house or buy land or whatever these days. But also like the Hudson, Goldie Hawn, Kurt Russell family, like, all of them live within like a bike ride distance from each other, and they all like ride bikes back and forth to each other. Isn't that so cute?
That's so cute. Did you listen
to that podcast? That's so adorable. I love that so much. And the fact that they're so close.
I follow her on Instagram like pretty regularly, and she's like constantly with her mom, or like her and her brother are always sending stuff back and forth, and like all of his kids and their kids come by pretty often too, and they're pretty, you know, they're featured. I love that family. They're so cute. I know.
They're so cute. Okay, sorry, your turn.
No, you're good. Okay, so did we officially decide that if money was no object, you're buying a vacation villa, I'm buying the one right next to it, we're going to have my Shelby Mustang, and other people that we want to invite, like Sam can have her own little villa right there too.
Exactly. Yeah. Anyway,
okay, that was the first question?
Yep.
All right. My question is going to be... do you believe in ghosts and or the paranormal?
Ooh, this is hard. I feel like I want to believe in them, but I don't think that I do, because I don't have any solid evidence. Like, I've never actually seen them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I do get spooked. Like, sometimes. And I think that I'm more afraid of, like, real life humans and what they're capable of than like spirits or animals or anything like that. Like I do believe in like spirits and like feelings, if that makes sense. I don't know. Because I don't know. I don't know. I don't think
that's a hard one, right? I don't know. Yeah,
I don't think so. What do you think?
The goat, like I think paranormal. No, I think there's a lot of lying that goes into like people believing that you're talking to your dead ex-husband or whatever. I don't know. But I do think, to your point, energies, there's like some kind of scientific explanation as to why people are seeing things or like getting a vibe. I am way more afraid of actual threats, like somebody coming into my house and murdering me, than I am a ghost haunting me. Mm-hmm. You know, if anything, I think like my brain could be susceptible to like, I don't know. I could be losing my mind when I get older and thinking that I'm like talking to the wall, because I do imbue a lot of what I have around me with like conversations. So like I'll have a discussion with my, you know, water cup, or I'll like talk to my phone, or I'll, you know, just like kind of talking out loud to myself, but through an object. So I do think that I'm going to lose my mind at some point and think that I'm having a real relationship with whatever ghost or object I'm talking to at that point. Does that make sense?
Oh, funny. Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, it does. I have just like in my later years, I have thought more and more about like souls and like how your soul is like just in a body at a time or whatever, and how like it lives in different soul or in different bodies like throughout whatever. And I do like really identify with, like, you know how little kids say like weird things and they like know things beyond their years and things like that. Like, I do think that is like some weird soul stuff. Like, you know how sometimes, like, I don't know, you hear stories of like a little kid saying like, oh yeah, like I knew that person like back in blah, blah, blah. And like, obviously they didn't, like, or like grandma told me that, like, whatever, like they know these like weird things. I don't know, something like, there's like weird things like that, that I like kind of believe in.
Like reincarnation specifically, or are you thinking like there's a...
I guess that's what technically what it's called, but just like your soul has like a purpose, and like it's a different purpose for like whatever, every body and whatever. I don't know.
Wow.
But like,
this topic got like weirdly spiritual, and I'm here for it.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, it's okay. It's interesting.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyways, Yeah. Okay. I'm going to come up to the next one.
That was like an abrupt end to like a weird topic, but I kind of loved it.
I know. I don't know. Like, I don't know how to, I don't know like an example, but like, there's just been like stories of like little kids where they're like, oh yeah, back in like World War II, like I was like a Vietnam pilot or whatever. And they're like 2 years old. You know what I mean? And you're like, how in the world? You've never watched a World War II documentary. That's, you like, don't know anything about World War II. How are you knowing these words and like this information? You know what I mean? So like stuff like that, like it makes no sense.
That's also so, like a very full sentence for a 2 year old to.
That's what I'm saying. It makes no sense. So like stuff like that where I'm like, okay, anyways, whatever. I feel like I'm.
I just imagined a 2 year old with a sippy cup being like, oh man, those days were hard at the war.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like they say weird stuff like that. And so stuff like things like that where I'm like, okay, they like had a different life. You know what I mean? Like, so like either their soul had a different life or whatever. Anyways. No. I love it. Okay. Ooh, if you could be the main character of any movie, what movie would it be?
Oh, that's a good one. I mean, so many. How do you narrow down? That's crazy. I don't know. I honestly, like my favorite movie or the one that I think I could do the best at, or like the one that's going to be super fun to be watching while I'm in it. I don't know.
Ooh, probably like that. The narrative that you like want to, I would think of it in the way of like what narrative I would want to like live out. You know what I mean? Or like what.
Yeah, but
like,
then you're also thinking like, if I'm going to pick a thriller movie, I don't want to live out the thriller movie in real
life. Why would you pick a thriller movie? I would never pick that.
What am I going to pick? Like a Julia Roberts rom-com? That's so boring.
Yeah, probably like you would pick like Beauty and the Beast. Freak.
I mean, I don't know. I literally just watched that the other day too because I was packing and I just needed something out of the background.
I actually haven't watched the live action one. I kind of want to watch it. I've never watched it.
I feel freaking seen right now. Thank you, Kelly, for mentioning that because I did just watch that. That's so funny.
Oh my Lord. Okay.
I don't know. What movie would you pick?
Like my favorite movie of all time, obviously, is 10 Things I Hate About You. I would just like want to be next to Heath Ledger, probably, and just like know him. But yeah, it's a good one because like obviously being in high school is like kind of rough, but like kind of fun at the same time. I don't know. But
I would want to pick a Keanu Reeves movie, but he like. I
mean, oh my God! What's the one with the when Speed with where you're with you're Sandra Speed. Bullock?
I could be Sandra Bullock. Actually,
Sandra
that's
Bullock
a good one.
Is the best. I love her. Why not?
Okay, yeah. I'll pick Speed if only Hell for yeah. Keanu Reeves. Oh my God!
Just number one though. Just number
Thank
one.
Thank you. And it's a little bit like a action movie too, so I get some of those like yes. Okay,
fun scenes.
Kelly, good job. You know me very well.
All right. Your turn.
Okay, I think we both picked this question, so sorry about it. But if you could only eat pizza or wings or burger for the rest of your life, what would you pick?
Obviously, this is very easy that, like, for me.
You can eat other things, but you can only eat one of those three things. Like you can have tacos, but you can't have wings. You know what I mean?
Oh, I read it opposite. I read it that you can only eat that thing like solely.
For the rest of your life. That's it. That's the one meal that you get. That's just a really brutal question. I don't know.
I mean, I still stand by my answer.
Let me guess.
There's Yeah, you guess. What do you think it is?
I think you're going to say pizza.
There's two obviouses, yeah, that it would be.
Yeah,
there's
pizza. One that's like a...
No. That's not what I would pick, actually, but there's two that it would be. One definitely not for me, but...
Okay. Well, I say your number one pick is... I was going to say pizza, probably a burger, and you'll skip on the wings.
Mm-hmm. I would pick burger for sure because it has all the food groups. It has the carbs. It's got the protein. It's got the veggies. It's got the condiments. I need the condiments. Condiments all the way. I'm a condiment girly.
Plus, you and can also it do comes like with a French fries or like a turkey burger or a garden burger. Yeah, that's a good pick. I was going to pick a burger too.
Yeah. Yes. I do love pizza. Don't get me wrong. I do love pizza, but burger all the way.
So I have been on the hunt lately trying to find, like a satisfying burger that you have to like squish and then you can eat, you know, cause it's got all like the stuff on it. But I haven't been able to find it like recently and I would like a pub that I can have a beer and like the juiciest of burgers. Right.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just not going to the right places. I don't know.
Yeah. I ate the most random burger last night. Guess what it was?
Did it have a pineapple on it? I don't know why that just sounds really good.
It does sound really good. I had a donut, like a glazed donut as like the bun. And then I had like a fried egg and like bacon and whatever. It was so good. It was like salty sweet. I do love a salty sweet moment. You know what I mean?
Ooh. Okay. But it was like, I don't want a glazed donut. I'd rather have like a pineapple sweetness. But
it was so random that like we had to order it. I did share it with someone else. But yeah, it was just so random that we like shared it and had to order it, but we were both like, this low-key sounds gross, but like we have to order it, you know what I mean?
I mean, so. If it was good, I mean, I know why people eat that stuff, like I get it, it's delicious, but that's just not something that I would order unless for the novelty. But like burger, to your point, has a lot more variety to it than pizza, even though like you could literally put whatever you want on a pizza.
That's true. But
I think burger has more options. And then wings, I could do without, honestly.
Also,
I love wings.
Like, if they're bone-in wings, no ma'am. No ma'am. And then the other option is a chicken tender. So, like, I mean, I only order the chicken tenders, so, like, but that's not really a wing, I don't think. I mean, I consider it a wing, but a lot of people don't. So, no thank you. I'm not going to eat the bone. No thank you.
No.
Anyway.
All right. That was a good one. That's kind of a funny one. Hopefully everybody ask each other what you would do. And I want to hear from people who are wing people because we are not.
Yeah. So true. Okay. Let's do one more. If you could live in any period of history, when would it be and why?
Okay. Well, tell people what Bill Nye, the Science Guy said.
Oh yeah. Okay. Wait. It's not Bill Nye, the Science Guy, but I listened to a podcast with Bill Gates recently. Also, just shout out again to Armchair Expert because it is my favorite podcast. But besides ours, but they just went to India with him and he has a really incredible foundation where he gets like funding for vaccinations and whatever. Bill Gates is an incredible human being because everyone just thinks that he's like a robot and he's like not a real person and whatever. Anyways, he like doesn't use his money for like good things, but he actually does use his money for good things. But he has this foundation where he goes to developing countries and he provides vaccinations and organizations to save children. And he's saved like more children than any other international organization like ever, I believe, if that makes sense. I would have to fact check that, but something crazy like that. Like, he is an incredible human being. But they were doing like this. He also funds part of this program at ITT, which is most of his programs are in India. And so it's at the India Institute of Technology, or IIT, I guess. And so we're just doing like a really quick, like, what's it called? just like asking him questions really quickly. And so they asked him like a similar question to this. And he said neither, because he doesn't want to go back into the past because he's already like, he can read about like specific situations and like, yeah, it'd be cool to like live through them and see how they actually like went down. But he like kind of already knows like what happened in them. And he kind of already like, he doesn't want to change anything in the past. So like he already knows like what happened. Right. And he doesn't want to move to the future because he doesn't want to affect it, how he lives like the day to day. He doesn't want to like change how he like perceives or views today and lives his life currently. And so I just think that's a really interesting perspective.
It is definitely.
So but
if we assume that like you're going to travel and live in either the past or the future, can we also assume that you're not coming back to the present, or that becomes your then present? So in my mind, I'm definitely going to be going to the future, because that seems way more fun than having to deal with some like middle or middle age, or what is the fucking, like outdoor plumbing, right? Like I want to be living in a future where I can fly around in a spaceship, not necessarily have to go like, you know, shovel cattle crap around, because, you know, the conveniences of modern day are not available. So
I think this question is a little bit more like specific. Like, I think it's like, not necessarily like, would you like travel back and forth? I think it's like, would you want to live like in the 50s? Would you want to live in the 70s? Would you want to live in like the 2050s? You know what I mean? Like, sure. I think it's not specifically like, because we don't know what's going to happen in the future or whatever. Like, I think it's just asking, like,
that's
if
true.
You could. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know.
Yeah,
that's
if you
just
were
how
like
I
go
100
years
question.
In the future, you know, it could be looking at a total wasteland.
Right. Like, there could be, like, the movie, what is that movie? WALL-E, where, like, we all live in a fucking ship in space because we destroyed the Earth. Like, who knows? I don't know.
It's possible.
But, yeah.
It's an interesting question. Good point.
I personally think that, I don't know, it's hard because then I like, I feel like I know too much also, you know what I mean? Because like, I probably would have chosen like the
like
80s.
Like Outlander?
No.
Like travels back?
No. Sorry. Like I love showers. Like I'm all about them showers. I'm all about like sanitation and all that stuff.
Right. Soap.
Soap and whatever, like modern medicine.
Okay,
but,
so
like,
you're saying the 80s?
Like only because like, like I love the idea of like the 50s because I love the like style. I love the cars. I love the houses. Like, but then women didn't have any rights. Like we couldn't even vote. We couldn't have a house. We couldn't have a bank account. We couldn't have any of that stuff. So it's like, I know too much, you know what I mean? So it's like, that's really upsetting. But like, I love the, like the colors of like the decorations. I love that. Like the freaking like fridges were like green, you know what I mean? Just like stupid stuff like that, that I think is like so fun and silly. But like also the fact that like we had to like marry at like 19 and like have children and whatever, like that all sounds terrible. But yeah, so it's like hard because like, so I think I would want to live in like the 80s where we still could like have some autonomy, but we still had like modern medicine and we still could have a bank account and a job and whatever. But like, we still were like, didn't have cell phones, didn't have the internet so intensely, like, you know, didn't like whatever. We could still kind of like, I don't know, had some sort of like a little bit of flexibility. We could still make $30,000 a year and afford a house and to go on vacation every year, you know, just like things like that, where the world wasn't like completely crumbling under our feet. Like, I don't know.
Wow. That That's was all. Really beautiful. And then it ended on such an abrupt negative note. That just tried hard to follow.
I'm sorry. All I'm saying is I make more than $30,000 a year now, and I can't even afford to pay my bills. So that's
oh
all.
My God, I know. Oh, it's awful. Okay, I have one other question, if that's okay.
Wait, you didn't answer it. Did
oh,
you?
Oh, my bad. Well, I said in the future. Like, oh, I don't okay. know if okay, I need okay. to have a specific time frame. I don't know. But now you scared me with like the apocalypse. So I don't know. I'm honestly, sorry. Maybe I should go.
Okay. Change the subject.
Okay. My question or my next question. Sorry. What slang word do you wish would come back? Like there's been so many abbreviations and slang words in my relationship with you. But before that, like I don't know if I could pick one. Yeah, I kind of miss when I still abbreviate everything, but I wish that people understood what I was talking about and just like didn't give me a hard time for abbreviating everything.
Yeah, that's true. I do
my
not.
My husband gives me a hard time because it's kind of like he doesn't understand what I'm talking about when I get to the second sentence of a briefs and he's like, okay, what?
Yeah, that's true. I do. I don't abbreviate things as much as I used to, but I can't think of like a specific slang word that we like don't use. I mean, obviously there's a lot that we don't use anymore, but like, I don't know. I feel like we're still like not that out of touch that we like.
True that.
Don't. Okay. True that is definitely one of them. Like, to be honest, like, what, Caitlin? Like, no one says true that anymore. Like, oh no.
I was perfect, though, right?
I mean, I was thinking like Coolio, but like, I never said Coolio or like. I can't even think of like any like bro. I still say bro. I still say dude. I still say
I'll call like, something dope.
Chill.
Dope. Yeah, chill.
Yeah, dope is like pretty not out or like it's like not out, but it's not in either. I don't know. Like
yeah, it's not
you
in.
Wouldn't be like looked at
date
weird.
Yourself a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, but you're not like looked at weird for saying it. I don't know. So I can't think of any like specifics. That's a really funny question, actually. But like, I also feel very strange saying some of the like new ones that like Gen Z says. So
I feel like a part of me thinks that I'm not like, I was never cool enough to know the cool things to say. And then now I feel like I'm just too old to get by with all the cool stuff because it's like for people who are 15, 18 years younger than I am. So like, let them have their stuff. You know,
that's
I don't
so
want
funny.
To encroach on that, but
yeah, that's hilarious.
Anyway, I'm going to go with the brief because I feel like abbreviating was definitely something I was doing a long time ago and I don't do it as much as I'd like to because yeah. I want people to understand me.
Yeah, totally. It's so funny. Good one. I don't know. I'd have to think on it. I'll come back to you if I think of one.
We'll do these like sometimes, questions part two or something.
Yeah. Or just like if I'll be with my parents for like 2 whole weeks. So we'll see what they say.
I'd love to get your parents' opinion on this.
Yeah.
Yes.
If they can come up with any of them. Or if they
this is a good question for like the campfire, you know, like, these are kind of campfire questions. That's kind of fun.
That's true. Yeah. You should save this link. Mm-hmm. That's a good idea. Nice.
Anyway. Wow. A successful episode, though.
Yeah, definitely. Should we move into gratitudes and grievances?
Okay. Well, all right. Yeah. Gratitudes and grievances. Let's go ahead and start with grievance. Kelly?
Yeah.
You want to go this time?
Sure. Yeah. So grievance is, I mean, okay, I feel like we have the same grievances all of the time, but I'm going to say that grievance is just like travel and just like the travel anticipation or anxiety, as you would say, because I'm coming up on it and just like the packing, do I have my passport? Just like making sure I have all like this, that, and the other, like I'm going to be gone for like a solid 3 weeks. So it's like, I have to make sure I'm packed for like cold weather, warm weather, work weekend afterwards, like going out, like hiking, working out, like, you know what I mean? Just like all this like random like shit that it's just too much. And then I'm like, am I packing too much? And then I'm like, but then I don't have enough. And then I don't know. There's just like so many different levels to it. And then, you know, just like being in your 30s, I'm like, I have like a 15-step like skincare routine. Like, do I pack all my like stupid ass skincare? You know what I mean? And then I don't know. It's just like so intense. And also, yeah, I just like feel ridiculous. So anyways, I feel like I started like packing and preparing like far, far in advance. But now I'm just like in the like weird, like struggle mode of like, oh my God, like I still don't have enough time. And also I'm just going to be like packing up until like the very, very last second. So that's super fun. And I'm also working up until the very last second, like literally the day that I'm flying out, I'm working. So I'm just like in that weird, like anxiety of like, don't forget this, don't forget that. But also like I need to use stuff like on the day of. So like, I hate that feeling also. So yeah.
Are you doing like a duffel bag or are you doing like a very large suitcase?
I did get a free checked bag. So, just with like my flight from here to SFO, and then we got free checked bags with our like international flight. So that's nice too. Yeah, I did do a big bag, which is nice. I mean, I didn't fill it fully just because I was like, anticipating like bringing like souvenirs back and whatever, because I was like, I can definitely do like a carry-on size. And then I was like, no, why would I try to like squish everything for 3 weeks into a tiny bag? When I don't need to do that, when I like, I don't know, I, even though like it's ridiculous that you have to pay for a checked bag, like
The whole situation with the airplanes right now is just all, it's all frustrating. It's a whole subject.
Real. So anyways, wish me luck on international travel. I mean, fingers crossed it all goes smoothly. We have like, thankfully, a pretty chill flight. We just have one layover. And so just like 1 5-hour flight and then 1 10-hour flight. And so it should be pretty chill. But
is your layover in the States or is it going to be international layover?
Nope.
Okay. Good. In that way you don't have to worry about deplaning and you know, all that custom crap that you have to do. That's exciting. I know that like it can be very stressful. It sounds honestly like I appreciate that you're going weeks ahead and then planning out all the various activities and then editing from there, right? Like that's always an important step to make sure that I always bring just too much. Like there's just too much that I bring. Same. I don't need it all.
And I am like an overpacker. Yeah.
Editing or like trying to like narrow down exactly what I need is part of the process now. I just like have to give myself some time to do it or my life.
I know. So, it's so true.
Yeah.
Any answers. What's your gratitude?
Yeah. So big news. My mom is coming up. I am so excited. She is like coming up, I think, for 4 or 5 days to help me finalize the move. But like she hasn't seen the house before. My mom has always been like there to help me move every time I've moved, right? College, before college, after college, before I met my husband, I moved around a lot and she's just always been there to like kind of help the nesting process. So she's got like a really good eye for interior design. Like I don't understand how I didn't inherit her this from her. Like she's just got a good eye. So she's going to come in and kind of help me clean the apartment. You know, we're going to get a carpet cleaner in there, but then she's also going to like walk me through some of her thoughts on like what the dining room can look like, what my bedroom can look like what's the flow of the house. So I'm just like incredibly grateful that she's buying her own flight. She's using Air Miles to come up and she's going to spend like 5 days with me.
Cool.
I haven't seen her. I didn't get to see her in Christmas or Thanksgiving. So this is like the first time in my new home. My mom is going to do like the nesting thing that she's always done for me in a new space. It's always made me feel like safe and comfortable and loved. And it's just a really awesome time. So I'm excited. I'm just going to be grateful for my mom.
Amazing. That's so cool. Good. I'm so glad. Yeah. And just like in a new space, a new step. So that's great.
It's like toasting to the new house.
And yay, she's Mama LaFleur.
Stamp of approval because, you know, could not stop this woman from painting a wall. Like, literally, you can't do it. You just get out of her way and she's just going to decorate it. But it's always wonderful anyway. And that means I don't have to do it. So that's great.
So cool. Good. Anyway. Well, good luck with everything this week. And
thank you. You too.
Next few weeks. Yeah. It's going to be so great. But
we're gonna have tons of updates and tea and just all kinds of shenanigans to talk about. Like I hope that you guys are listening and getting excited. The summer episodes are the best.
Stay tuned.
So much to look forward to.
Yay. Spoiler, we're coming in hot.
Season two. Incredible.
Baby.
Oh my god, wrapping it up.
We love you all. We'll see you soon.
Bye. That's all for today's episode of Candidly 30. Hope you enjoyed listening as much as we enjoyed chatting. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a 5-star review. Your feedback helps us make the show even better. Follow us on Instagram at Candidly 30. Thanks for being candid with us.